Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's a big day today. It's Monday, the 10th of February, 2025, and I want to talk about our big product release that's being released today. So we have a product team. We brought a product team in back right at the start of 2024. We have a product manager, we have a developer, we have a UX designer, a user experience designer, and their job is to take all of the ideas we have, decide which ones are worth developing in what order, and then they go and develop it. And we've decided to treat the MSP Marketing Edge like a product. So we have a product release. And today is a massive product release for us because we've been working for about 3 months behind the scenes on something to make marketing easy for you. Now, I have done lots of comms on this. I've done videos, I've done sort of text updates, lots of things. But if you're hearing this for the first time and you're like, wait, what? Something's changing? Or you go into the portal today and you're like, wow, why does it look a bit different? It's not massively different, but it is a little bit different. Let me tell you what we've done and why. This is going to be a little bit longer than 5 minutes this week. I know it's a 5-minute Monday motivation, but I don't want to rush through all of these changes. So the first thing that we've done is we've simplified our three-step system. So you'll know our three-step lead generation system as build audiences, grow relationships, and convert relationships. And within that, we had, up until today, the concept that, well, that all the tasks you needed to do within those three steps. So to build audiences, to listen to you, and then build a relationship with or grow a relationship with them, and then turn them from sort of leads into prospects into clients. We'd set this up originally as tasks that you do daily, tasks that you do weekly, and tasks that you do monthly. And the feedback that we got from you overwhelmingly was, hey, really good cadence, but we can't do those tasks at that cadence. There's just too much work. So we've dropped the concept of daily, weekly, monthly tasks, and instead we've just simplified it down to 11 tasks. So when you go into, if you go into the new portal now, you've got step one, build audiences. There's three tasks in there. Step two, grow relationships, 5 tasks in there. And step three, convert relationships, 3 tasks in there. And the way I look at this is if you do, in your MSP, if you do all of those 11 tasks, then that's 80% of all of your marketing done right there. And sure, there's some other stuff you need to do. You need to look at your website, you need to look at your LinkedIn, and we're going to come on to those in future releases and simplify our advice. But we've now made it very, very simple for you. So you can go into, let's say, build audiences, and you look at task number one, which is to grow LinkedIn connections. And you can click on that and we tell you what tools you need, so the marketing stack you need. We tell you literally step by step by step everything you need. We've made everything easy. And what we did was we rewrote everything and then we've just sort of gone pass over pass over pass asking ourselves, how do we make it easy? How do we make it simpler for you? So that's been the big driving factor in all of this. Something else we've introduced today is a single page for content. So all of our content, and we produce about 350 pieces of content a month, and you'd be not, if you didn't know that, I wouldn't be surprised, because actually that content for the last year or so has been spread across all of the tasks. So you had to go into the task to find the content. So it's still there with the tasks, because when you're first doing a task for the first time, that makes sense that that piece of content is with the task. But if you've been here for some time, where do you, and you know you want to just, let's say, go and find the printed newsletter, where do you find it? So as of today, there is a single page for content. So the content is available in two places. Same content, you can either get it from the tasks page or from the content page. If you go into the navigation on the left, you'll see there's a brand new content page, and you can filter it for the first time ever. So you can filter by the type of content, like whether it's for LinkedIn or whether it's a newsletter or an email, and then you can also filter it by the subject matter as well. So we've just released March's content today. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But as we go forward in the months, obviously you'll get more months worth of content there for you to filter. So let's say you wanted some cybersecurity content. It's there. You can select cybersecurity and filter and just see all the cybersecurity content for the last X months. So we'll build that up in the months ahead, and we will probably go back and look at older content and just put some of that older content. It's really just us in the back end tagging it for filters. That's what we have to do. There's also a page for campaigns. That's been there for a while. So if you need a marketing campaign, which is actually a big part of step three, convert relationships, then you can go and find that in the navigation as well. And then another new thing that we've introduced is we have a content calendar now. So this is in our first release, this is a very simple content calendar, just showing you our suggested cadence for what you send out when. We are going to work on that as another release. So that will be a whole release in itself. I'd like to do like drag and drop, and where you can go in and edit things and put it in your own details. So we'll work on that in the months ahead. Something else that we're doing is we're tripling down on LinkedIn. So for some time, for a few years, it's just been text-based posts with links to other websites. We've dumped that. I've been wanting to change that for some time, and instead we've moved to lots of different varieties of content. So you've got videos, you've got PDF carousels, you have got long-form text posts. We've improved those, and we've added new images to them. You've got some LinkedIn newsletters, some infographics, and we've left gaps for you to put in your own content. And of course, we do provide talking points if you want to create your own content, but you want ideas from us. So all of this kicks in from today for March's content. And the idea is, well, we're actually retiring social tools. So if you use our social tools, which is our own tool we built to, you know, you can edit the social media in our portal and then send it through to your social media tool. We've retired that because to retrofit that to handle all of this different type of content, I'll be honest with you, just too expensive, just too much development time. We were talking like 9-10 months of development time because our developer works on lots of different projects. So we've just decided to retire it. You can get a CSV from us where you just upload that CSV into like Publer or Growably, your social media scheduling tool, and it's all just there because we've hosted all of that content on our server, so that will just work. Or of course, you can get that, you can edit it, and you can make changes to it and upload it. So, final thing to tell you about, which is as of today, we've dumped weekly delivery of content. All content will now be delivered on the 10th of every month. So today, you get all the content for March. And actually, what we did last Thursday was we gave you all of the rest of February's content. So you've now got all of February's content. That's there in the content archive. And as of today, you got all of March's content. Then on the 10th of March, you'll get all of April's content. On the 10th of April, you'll get all of May's content. You get the idea, right? So it's us helping you work ahead. We used to do this years ago. If you've been here for a number of years, you'll think that was how they used to do it. And then we introduced weekly content as well. It was just too confusing, not for us, but for new members coming in. We constantly had the question of, what's the difference between the weekly content and the monthly content? So now it's just content. And all of it comes out on the 10th of the month. You get all the content for the following month. Right, there's a lot there. It's a big product release for us. It's all in the portal. And I know that you possibly have some questions about this. So there's a couple of ways that you can ask questions. If you want to talk to me personally, I have marketing drop-in clinics. I'm doing them currently twice a week for the next few weeks. So there's plenty of opportunity for you to just come and drop into a Zoom call and talk to me. And if you go into the portal, go to support, and you'll see in the drop down there, there's a link to the drop-in marketing clinic, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. You can also ask questions in the members only Facebook group. And of course, you can email my direct support team anytime. hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Now, I will see you next Monday, and please have a very profitable week in your MSP.